Vanessa LaRue, of course, she's from the Parents Against the Opening of Schools. As we continue the conversation, obviously around the announcement made last night, we thought that, you know, just fitting in, you know, just to chat to Vanessa LaRue, at least from Parents Against the Opening of Schools. Vanessa, thank you so much for your time this morning. I appreciate it so, so much. Do you view this as a victory, even though teachers still have to go to school, Vanessa?
Hi, good morning, Ghulam, and good morning to your listeners. In fact, Ghulam, this is not a victory. I think this is an insult. That's what it is. Because from the start we've asked that the closed schools, they close schools. So after the peak, until we are sure what are we dealing with, because we saw the mass infections. And if I'm looking at the stats of infections amongst teachers and learners from the 1st of June to the 16th of July, and I'm not even sure if that's the correct stats, because at one point, the Western Cape, and yes, I'm specifically just talking about the Western Cape, at one point, the Western Cape stopped testing people under the age of 55. So that number should be much higher if you think about it. If everyone was tested, that should have been tested. But if we take that number from the 1st of June to the 16th of July, 379 children were infected. How is that a victory? How? There's nothing to celebrate. In fact, they're not even closing schools. They were playing with the president came last night. On a national platform, speaking to the nation, playing with words, insulting our intelligence as if we can't see what's happening. Because the schools aren't closing. They're on a one-week break.
Yeah.
Next week, the matrix is going back. The week after that, the grade sevens is going back. So there's no closing of schools for 4 weeks. It's a break, and then the phasing in of it all starts again. Mm. In the middle of winter, deep winter, August. So the president was just playing with words and insulting our intelligence. That's what happened last night.
Right. Now, Vanessa, surely, I mean, I kind of hear, you know, your sentiments with regards to this, but with also, you know, if we were to look at how things have come, you're looking at the likes of Professor Jonathan Jansen, you're looking at the likes, like we just spoke to Professor Aslam Fattar, you know, all these academics, they came out at the very offset and they said, guys, this is not going to work. Now we saw over, since the schools opened up on the 8th of June officially, well, the Western Cape opened up on the 1st of June officially, because it was gazetted that way, just so, by the way, with that said, you know, every week you would see one or two schools closing down because of the virus being spread. Now that the president is saying, let's close the school for 4 weeks. What is very interesting, though, Vanessa, is that he specifically spoke about public schools. I didn't hear anything about private schools. And this created some, in my mind, personally, it created some sort of division between the them and the us, the affluent, the not so affluent. I don't know. What's your take on that?
And that's the thing. It's a money game here, because at the end of the day, if you listen, leading up to this decision, the past weeks, your FETSAs, your affluent schools, these are the people that unapologetically say, no, we are ready to go ahead. School shouldn't close. They couldn't understand our anger. They couldn't understand our fears, because these affluent people were ready before COVID. They will be ready after COVID, and they will always be ready. They were born ready. This is their normal. To be 15 children in one class, 15 to 20 children. So they can't understand their life is social distancing. Their whole life is spaced for social distancing. So they couldn't understand and sympathize with what we are fearing to do. So, and when FETSAs in private schools started writing that letter last week, Friday, Saturday, I knew these people are going to listen to the people with the money, and they're going to sacrifice us as poor people and poor communities to implement what these people request at last minute. I'm not surprised. This is what the government is doing. The minority calls the shots because the minority have the capital to call the shots. We are just here fitting in for whenever they make a decision about all of us. That's what's happening.
I'd love to see how this thing unfolds, Vanessa, because seriously, like I said, I mean, the peak was supposed to be, from the end of June into July. Then they shifted it from July and saying it's going to go through mid-September, you know, all that. And I seriously don't foresee that is going to be the actual peak. But one more question before I let you go, Vanessa. If government's nutrition program must continue and learners still needs to be fed, we know that this is a huge, huge, huge command in our community, right? Demand at least in our community. Doesn't this still expose teachers and learners to the virus in any way?
Do you know what, Ghulam? I don't even want to address the school feeding system, because I think it's an insult towards our communities when we face a virus like Corona. I think it's an insult when we speak about food and who's going to look after their children, because I think we as a community must stop giving these people silly excuses to play with our lives. I don't even want to address that, because If it's school holidays, the government don't provide food feeding schemes to these children. So what's happening? And I don't want to sound cold, but I think we must be serious about our own lives in order for other people to take us serious. In the face of death, I refuse to address a cup of soup. In the face of death, I refuse to degrade my community and my people to a plate of poachers. I refuse to enter that fray. I'm respecting my community more. I'm respecting their lives more. So I refuse to give these people an argument where there's no argument, because there's no argument when you're dealing with the lives of people.
Let's leave it at that for now. Vanessa LaRue from Parents Against the Opening of Schools. Absolutely love chatting to you. It's kind of 7:42. This is Breakfast on 91.3 FM.